Mr. Speaker, watching Republicans sell this bill is like what? Is like buying a used car from a guy with a crooked smile.
It's one way to address it, but there's another way to look at it, too, and we're about to do that. It's 2:10. This is John Williams. We're in the Showcase studio looking at people walking around like it's 75 degrees outside or 81. Is that the record?
How about that?
Man, alive. Jim Banks, congressman from the 3rd District in Indiana, is, I believe, on line 9 and set to join us, even as they continue the debate in the House. Congressman Banks, this is John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Well, hey, John, it's great to be with you. First things first, as a Hoosier with only one team left in the tournament, we're rooting for the Butler Bulldogs.
You and I are bonding right now, sir. My son went to school there.
Ganging up.
Unfortunately, my Indiana Hoosiers, my alma mater, did not make the tournament.
Yeah.
With Notre Dame out, Purdue losing last night, Butler is our last great hope, and that's where I'm putting all of my money.
I think Indiana was the best represented state in the tournament this year, though.
Well, all we have left is Butler, so go Butler Bulldogs.
How are you going to vote on the Health Care Act?
Well, I am. If the question is if we will be voting on the Health Care Act, that is still in question. But if we head out onto the floor and actually do vote on it, as the debate is still going, I intend to vote for the American Health Care Act as a far better alternative to Obamacare. When the president sent Mick Mulvaney, the director of OMB, to visit with Republican members of the conference yesterday evening, his message was loud and clear that it's this or continuing to live with Obamacare for the foreseeable future. That's a choice that it makes this an easy yes vote for me to move this bill forward to the Senate.
Is your vote come with sort of the caveat that I understand there's problems with this one too? Neither are perfect, but this one's better than the other one. Is that kind of where your head is?
John, that's absolutely correct. I concede this bill is a far cry from a full repeal of Obamacare. Over the past couple of weeks, conservatives, myself included, have advocated for significant changes to this bill, and I'm pleased with a number of those changes, from the block grant option for states to administer Medicaid on their own, the work requirements that are included for those who receive Medicaid who are able-bodied individuals who could work but currently refuse to work, and requiring them to work was a good change. The cap of Medicaid expansion for states who didn't expand under the Obamacare exchanges were a few, and then the amendment this morning that repealed the essential health benefits language and pushed those mandates to as an option for the states to take care of. Those were all good changes that made this bill more conservative. On its face, it is far better than what we have with Obamacare, and that's why I can easily go to the floor and vote yes.
I wonder if that's going to make it difficult for moderates, maybe in the Senate. We had Senator Durbin on earlier, and he wondered, we were just speculating this thing, but if they do enough to appease the likes of you, then maybe others will fall off on the other end, you know?
That's how the process works. That's how the founders of this country who wrote our Constitution imagined that this tough legislative process would work on days like today. And in fact, a number of moderates have come out against the bill earlier today, saying they can't vote for it because of the Medicaid, the entitlement reform aspect of the bill. Overall, I believe it's an important step forward, repealing the individual mandate, the $1 trillion of Obamacare taxes. And I'll tell you, from the district that I represent in Northeast Indiana, there is no tax that has done more harm to our district than the medical device tax, which makes it difficult for the orthopedic companies, many who are headquartered in my district, from growing and creating more good-paying jobs. So that component of this bill is important to me as well.
Congressman, what do you make of the OMB statement that this bill is actually going to push more people out of coverage?
Well, the CBO, rather,
pardon me,
did release estimates on how many Americans would no longer be covered. I believe that with this bill, we will create a more competitive insurance market, especially with the change that was made today with removing the essential health benefits that is directly attributed to the rise in health insurance premiums. that with the American Health Care Act, we can create a more competitive and a more affordable insurance market for Americans to choose the best insurance plan that works for them. With the expansion of health savings accounts, the refundable tax credit for those who purchase insurance who don't receive insurance from their employer, this bill, while imperfect in many ways, it doesn't go far enough to remove the entire regulatory framework of Obamacare. It does create a system that is far better than mm-hmm. Obamacare, yeah. which has led to the mess that we're in today.
Yeah. What's up, Steve?
Congressman, I was thinking of this lately. When the first round came through under Obama, so much of the talk was about improving general public health, preventative care and payment for this maintenance, and these tests would be covered, with the idea that we would all be getting healthier, fewer diabetes and all of that, and then that would bring costs down. I haven't heard much of that talk at all when it comes to this round. Do you think this bill would actually make this country healthier?
Well, I do. And the reason that it hasn't been talked about is because none of those promises came to fruition under Obamacare. Under Obamacare, what we found today is a system that is literally collapsing in on itself as a number of providers and the exchanges have left, creating a monopoly in over a third of the counties in the United States of America who only have one choice in the exchange, which has driven up the prices of insurance premiums and made it more difficult under Obamacare to find affordable health insurance to cover more American families than what we had before.
Well,
I believe that this plan would provide a more competitive market with better insurance options for families to choose from that are more affordable. And ultimately, that's what will lead to a healthier America.
Yeah, I guess if more people are insured and get coverage as a result, then they get healthier. But do you with how much confidence can you promise me that my premiums will go down?
Well, I have a great deal of confidence, and if we provide a system like this would do, that would create block grant programs to the state to administer Medicaid, that would protect the high risk pools and other programs for those who need them, and then a more affordable program for American families to choose the best program that fits for them, with a more competitive insurance market. I believe that ultimately that will lower the cost of premiums. But I do concede it's not enough. There are a number of Obamacare mandates that still remain that aren't a part of the bill, which is a complaint that conservatives justly have raised. But also, one key provision isn't included in the American Health Care Act either, that I believe is fundamental to driving down the cost of premiums, and that's the ability to purchase health insurance across state lines. The reason that it isn't included is because of the complicated rules of the reconciliation process. The Byrd rule in the Senate won't allow us to place that provision in this bill. That's why it's being debated separately. It's my hope that bill would be less partisan than this one, and that Democrats in the Senate can get on board and help to drive down the cost of premiums by making it legal to purchase and shop for health insurance across state lines. So it's going to take, I do concede to your point, it's going to take more than this bill, but this bill is a significant step in the right direction.
Yeah. Just one more question for you, Congressman. On a phone line right now is Jim Banks from Indiana's 3rd. you said at the beginning of this conversation you don't know that there's going to be a vote today. If a vote took place now, what's the buzz in the Congress there? Does the president have the votes? Does Paul Ryan have the votes?
That's the question of the hour. The speaker just got back a little bit ago from visiting with the president at the White House, and I have no inside information other than what I follow on Twitter, which seems to be the source of news on Capitol Hill these days, to find different news sources posting what they've learned. It really does look like nobody really knows whether or not the votes are there to pass the bill. There has been some talk and rumor of whether or not the leadership might pull the bill if there aren't the votes to pass it. I guess we'll just have to wait and find out here over the next hour.
I would think you would know. I would think the speaker would know before he put it to a vote if he could. I mean, there's no point in putting it out there, right, Steve, if in fact it's going to go down.
Well, unless the president can persuade him to for a political reason or not. But so, Congressman, the president says if this one doesn't go today, there won't be reform. He doesn't get to make that call, right? I mean, you guys can, if it could come up with a compromise bill, still pass one out of the House and Senate and present him with it. He doesn't have final say on this. Do you think that might happen?
There's no question. It's the role of the Congress to pass laws and to drive the legislative agenda. But that's not entirely what his message was to lawmakers or to Republicans yesterday in the Republican conference. His message was that he and his administration would move on to other issues, that his focus would go from addressing the health care issue to addressing the other big issues in his legislative agenda, like building the wall, like tax reform, like restoring and rebuilding the military. Those are other major priorities of the president. His message to us was, if we can't get this done because we can't come to an agreement over the best plan to repeal Obamacare and replace it with a better patient-driven and market-based program like this bill would provide, then he's going to move his focus onto other issues that are important to him.
We were thinking 2:30. Looks like 2:30 ain't going to happen. It's 2:21. By the way, Brian had a question for you, Congressman. Brian, you're on WGN. Hi.
Just a quick question, sir. Are you going to be on this health care program? Are you going to participate in it? Or are you still going to be on your federal program?
The program, Brian, thanks for your question. And absolutely, this program will significantly impact me and other members of Congress, and as well as families all over the United States of America.
No, I think the question is, though, do members of Congress, I believe with the Obamacare, you had to be in the exchange, you and your staffs. Will that be the case with this version as well?
Yeah, this would repeal the Obamacare, the individual mandate, and then over time repeal the exchanges, which members of Congress they do participate in the exchange program as well. The health care plans that I have are the same health care plans that every other federal employee has as well. I'm a brand new member of Congress. I can tell you that we pay quite a bit more for the plan that we have here than what we paid before, but some of those questions are dealt with in the American Health Care Act.
And one last question from Joe. You're on WGN. Hey, Joe, what was your question?
Congressman, I just want to say thank you very much for your comments. The comment that struck me was what you said about it being a monopoly. You know, I'm self-employed, but being self-employed doesn't mean that everybody's making $1 million a year. I have a family. I paid $1,300 a month last year for my health care through Blue Cross Blue Shield. My premium went from $13 to $2,600 this year for the same coverage. Actually, not even the same coverage, because now the deductibles are higher. And I've been told, because I live in Lake County, Illinois, that, and I'm an individual policyholder, that I cannot get a policy through anybody else but Blue Cross Blue Shield. And if that's not a monopoly, I don't know what is.
Yeah. And that's exactly why we're in the situation that we're in today. I appreciate your point. I will say that with the American Health Care Act, the bill that we're debating on, and maybe we'll vote on here in a little bit, it would provide a refundable tax credit to individuals like you who purchase your own health insurance outside of an employer plan, which provide tax benefits under the employer plan that aren't provided to those who purchase health insurance on their own. So those are a couple of items to consider, and I appreciate your sentiment. It's why this is such a important issue, as we see premiums continue to rise under Obamacare. We're faced with this predicament that we're in, that we have to get something done and meet the promise and commitments that we made as Republicans to repeal Obamacare.
Hey, Congressman, how much of a warning are you going to get before we vote? I mean, we're trying to figure out if you're going to vote and when.
Well, right now, I mean, we're on task to vote when the debate concludes sometime here in the next hour. There is some rumor and speculation that the vote will be pulled. That might or might not happen. We haven't been notified of that. So at this point, I'm assuming that we'll walk out onto the floor around 4 o'clock Eastern time and cast a vote.
Thanks for your time this afternoon. I'm rooting for the country, and I'm rooting for Butler basketball tonight, sir.
There you go. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Jim Banks is an Indiana congressman representing their 3rd District. It's 224. You may have something to say. 312-981-7200 WGN.